In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hey everyone. Welcome to Common Prayer. My name's Liz McQuiston, and today is day 32 of our Lenten season. Wow, Easter is quickly approaching, and as is our custom in Common Prayer, we have a word for the day, a verse for the day, and a simple practice. And I'm just glad to be here. Glad you're here as well. I have to be honest, though, when I first heard the word for today, I was like, oh no. I was a little nervous, a little scared, because the word is temptation. That just feels scary to me. Maybe not to you, but it feels complicated. I don't want to think about temptation. I don't want to face it. But of course, God knows better. And so we're going to begin our time of prayer today thanking the Lord for this word and for what he is going to do. As we begin our time together, we'll also be reflecting on our verse. And this is a beautiful verse from Hebrews 4:15. And then we'll have a few moments of quiet, just pausing and reflecting on the presence of God, which we need so, so much. So our verse is this, Hebrews 4:15. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. And I'm going to read that one more time, because if you're like me, it takes me a while sometimes to focus on the Lord. And if I hear it again, I can reflect more deeply. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses. But we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are. Yet he did not sin. And so we thank you, Jesus, for this truth. We thank you that you are here now, and that you are praying through us and for us. Thank you, Lord. You know, Trevor Hudson says, we are attacked human beings. Each day brings with it temptations and bad influences that try to undermine our relationship with God. These temptations take the form of thoughts that carry us away from the loving way of Christ. He's right. And yet, our Hebrews verse today tells us that Jesus experienced temptation as well, which is so comforting to know. I mean, isn't it one of the most comforting things when we are in the presence of someone who really understands what we're facing, what our life is really like. I mean, I was thinking about this, and my husband and I have a small group that we have been going to for a few years now, and we call it Special Families, and it's a small group of parents that we just come together every month, and we share about the ups and downs of parenting and life and walking with the Lord and how to do that. And it's just this real, beautiful, honest group. And I know that everyone there is going to be honest with who they really are, what they are really facing. And so when it's my turn to share, I can do that too. We can cry, we can laugh, and we can battle for each other in prayer. It's a rare gift to have this group, and I treasure it. It's this honesty and deep understanding that, I think is just a small picture of what Jesus is reminding us of right now. That we can bring our whole selves and actually every battle we're facing, every hard thing, every temptation coming at us that is trying to strip us away from connection with the Lord. And we can be honest with Him about it. Because not only does He understand, He's not even surprised by it. He's experienced it Himself. Because it's true, at the very beginning of His public ministry, right after He was baptized by John the Baptist, it says in Matthew 4 that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And He was in the wilderness in this quiet place for a long time. He was there for 40 days and 40 nights, which is a significant number in the Bible. He fasted and He became very hungry. And it's at this point that the tempter came to Him, the enemy. R.C. Sproul says that the temptations in this moment for Jesus appeal to common motivations. Physical drives, pride, the desire for possessions. This is not easy stuff to face. But Jesus overcame the enemy with the word of truth, with the word of God, in the strength of the Holy Spirit. He had just been fasting and praying and depending on nothing but God for 40 days. So He was able to overcome the enemy in this moment, and He did not sin. And because of that, He has the power to help me, to help you in our temptations. Hebrews 2:18, I love this, says, "For because He Himself suffered when tempted, He is able to help those who are being tempted." So He can empathize and He can help us. He shows us what to do. We can name our temptations in His presence, and we can learn from His obedience, His prayer and His fasting in the wilderness and His dependence on God. And so this is our simple practice for today. We are simply going to come to the Father and allow our temptations to come to the surface. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be ashamed. He understands. And He wants to give us the grace to overcome. And so, Lord, where am I facing temptation right now? Would You show me any areas where I am tempted to sin? Thank you. help me, Lord. Let there be light in any areas where I am battling darkness. Let there be light in my life and in the lives of those around me who also are struggling with any temptation, God. Help us to receive the grace that you offer us. Lord, thank you for your healing presence that allows me to bring my whole self to you. And that you alone help me overcome. Help me to depend on you more deeply. Free me from my temptation to judge. Free me from my temptation to not forgive. Lord, help me to be more concerned with the people you have placed in my life than maybe checking my phone. And we'll end our time today, Lord, with this prayer from the book, Every Moment Holy. And it says this, Lord God, faced with this temptation, I would rather choose you, Jesus, but I am weak. So be my strength. I am shadowed. Be my light. I am selfish. Remake me now. Refashion my desires according to the better designs of your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you.